And how much emphasis do you put on getting the ball out quickly, and what are some of the keys to being able to do that?
It just kind of depends on the concept in the passing game. You know, if you had a three-step play on the ball, you know, the ball has to come out quickly. If you have five-step, then that, you know, brings in the timing aspects and the extended play potential. But, yeah, just kind of... It's within the pass concept, and I was trying to get it out quickly and avoid taking unnecessary hits.
Aaron, you've seen a lot of Lance Briggs over your time there. What stands out to you when you go up against him?
Well, I think he's made a Hall of Fame career out of his time here in Chicago. I mean, he's a great player. He does it all. I mean, he's athletic. He's downhill in the run game. He's extremely intelligent, reading his gaps and firing when he needs to, making a lot of TFLs over the years playing against him, and also very heady in the pass game. He covers a lot of ground. He's good in space. He understands route concepts. He's a good blitzer. He's obviously very tough, strong, but he also has agility to avoid blockers, and he does it all. He's a guy who's been playing at a high level for a long time. I have a lot of respect for him and the way he plays the game, the way he conducts himself. He's not a cheap player. He plays snap the whistle extremely hard, but he does his job and brings it every single time he's out there.
And you guys move Randall Cobb around a lot. What does his versatility do for your offense?
All the receivers are expected to know every position, every receiver position, outside or inside. And whether we're in one, two, three, or four receiver sets, they got to know everything, every position, every route concept, every adjustment. They need to be interchangeable. At times, we may move him or Jordy or Devontae or tight end around to try and get a read on defenses or look for a matchup or something, or just run a new play. But those guys have to be really smart, knowing all their receiver positions and where to be in on the correct time.
Aaron, as successful as you were against the Bears the last time you played them, do you anticipate them to make defensive changes? Is that something that you either do or don't do?
Yeah, I think anytime you're playing a team that's come off a bye, you have to expect some unscouted looks. That's just the way teams do it. You know, we make adjustments on our bye week. Teams make adjustments on their bye week. So you always know when you're playing a team in this situation, you know, to expect some things you haven't seen in a while or you haven't seen it this year. That's kind of the way the league goes.
With Jared Allen in there, how does that change things?
Yeah, he's a premier pass rusher. He's, he looks like he's back to himself, you know, after the sickness. He's got a high motor. He's a really intelligent guy. He uses his hands really well. He's been a premier pass rush guy for a long time. And I think Willie on their side is having a really good season, done some good things. With Houston out, obviously him and Jared are going to get the majority of the snaps. So. You got to understand where those guys are at and try and find ways, body presence or chipping them or back, to try and slow those guys down.
Aaron, you've had one pick six in your career, and very few of your interceptions have been returned for big yardage. How have you managed to avoid those kind of disastrous throws that other quarterbacks seem to get hurt by?
I've made a couple tackles inside the 10, but a pick is bad enough. A pick six is. Not the worst thing that could happen right there. So I just try and avoid throwing interceptions, and if I do, I'm gonna make sure I get in a position to try and make a tackle. Not what you want to do. Be out there tackling, not what I get paid to do, but rather tackle them and give our defense a chance to hold them to a field goal than allow a touchdown.
You watched Brett Favre make a lot of mistakes that caused a lot of those big interception returns and pick sixes. Did you learn? Is it fair to say that you learned from him kind of how to avoid that?
Well, I learned a lot more than that. I learned a lot about footwork and leadership and how he went about his business. How he timed his feet up with the route concepts and anticipation, eye control, and different things. I don't think that's a fair assessment there. But I've just always tried to take care of the football, whether it was junior college or Cal. My chances to start here in the league. It's just about trying to limit your turnovers. And, give your team the best chance to win.
Aaron, is there any reason why you have such success against the blitz?
It's about, I always think in our offense, it's about the protection first. When you're in the passing game, it's who's picked up, who's not picked up, and being able to recognize that. When I was learning the offense as a young player in the backup, I studied defenses and protection pretty closely in the off season, especially. You know, we had to show up back then in the middle of March, and we went through the playbook, went through our offense, tried to become an expert of our offense, and then you start, you know, looking at the other side, defenses, fronts, pressures, different tips you can look at, how to actually call a defense out, and you start to turn it over and look at the defense and understand protection. Then when you get out there on the field, you know, and you can start gaining experience about, you know, who's picked up, who's free, where my hot reads at, and if you can get them picked up, and you can take some shots down the field and have some success.
Aaron, that back shoulder fade that you've developed with Jordy just seems to be something that you guys can fall back on any time. What have you two done specifically just to work out the chemistry when you see that available in coverage?
Well, you know, I think a lot of times it's got to be a reaction thing. Pissed him over the top for sure. I haven't hit a ton this season on the back shoulder. I think one of the first ones, back shoulder throws we hit was scoreless against Miami. You know, we just haven't hit a lot of over the, you know, back shoulder fade routes. We put some stop routes and some comebacks and different things, but you know, it's got to be a reaction. It's two guys in the same base. Jordy and I have played a lot of football together, and we talk about a lot of those things that could happen on the field, the coverages, matchups, different route concepts, and how we want to throw them. And I've always felt like that's when you can really get on the same page with the receivers. It obviously helps when you get the experience on the field, whether it's practice or game, but it's the conversations in the meeting rooms. It's spending time together on Tuesdays watching some stuff and thinking about the kind of plays you want to run and ways to get them involved. And you know, he does a lot of that on his own. He's got great second and third reactions. And this year, you know, as much as any year that he's played, you know, he's getting the recognition that he deserves, I think.
Aaron, you got another hit, runaway hit with the State Farm commercial. What was it like filming the Hans and Franz commercial?
It was a lot of fun. You know, I've been a big fan of SNL for as long as I was allowed to watch it, play it, play it, and watch it. And to be able to work with Kevin Nealon and Dana was a blast. Those guys are, you know, professionals and also really funny guys. They seem to stay in character most of the day, whether they're talking with me or somebody from the crew. They're working on their bits, and just a blast. State Farm's been great, great partnership. They put on a heck of a production. I visit there in L.A., and you know, those things are a lot of fun. It's fun to work with people who really know what they're doing.
Have they pitched you any ideas that we haven't seen?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple in the works. We'll see what happens.
Hey, Aaron, what do you take away from the first game against the Bears in terms of how you guys were able to limit the Bears' pass rush?
Well, you know, it's an interesting game. You know, neither team punted. We've been a part of two of those games now this year, actually. Surprisingly enough, you know, we were able to win, you know, based on the fact that we didn't turn over. Compared to football, good. Our defense forced a couple turnovers because, you know, Jay had a big day. He had a big day run. And, you know, we did a good job of scoring quickly. We did some things to slow down their run. I got the ball out quickly. Their rush, you know, I got the ball out quickly. We ran it, you know, enough times to make them respect it. But you know, it's about mixing up the looks. It's letting the line, you know, do some different things and mixing up the protection. It's also, you know, presence on the outside, back presence, tight end presence. You know, finding ways to slow those guys down.
Aaron, Jordy Nelson always seems to be open against the Bears. Is there a secret to his success? Is he just that quick, or is it just a good matchup against their defense?
I think he's a really good player. I think he's been open against a lot of teams, but not any in particular. You know, he's, you know, finds a way to get in those spots and makes a lot of catches when the ball comes.
Aaron, where did the idea to get Julius Peppers involved near the goal line come in, and was there any conversation after that red zone target didn't quite come to fruition?
You know, Pep is so talented. We worked on that play for a while in practice, kind of had it up in a few games and decided to use it there. You know, Pep, I probably should have told him, you know, in practice it's kind of one speed a game. Occasionally the ball comes out a little harder. I'm guessing my receivers would tell you that. So I don't know if he was ready for coming that hard in that spot, but I would expect him to catch that, though. He's such a talented guy. He got it every time he practiced.
Well, he also played basketball. He shouldn't have.
He's a heck of an athlete. I mean, look at the interception he had. He ran back for, like, 60 yards for a touchdown. I mean, he outran the guy in the young back on Minnesota, who's a quick guy. He's quite a specimen.
Thanks, Aaron. See you Sunday, Aaron.